So today's gospel challenges us to answer two questions. The first question is, can we love others as Jesus loves others? And then the second question is, if we say yes to that, what proof for this love can be seen in our lives? I mean, Peter was asked this question by Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. Now, scripture scholars, they say, well, Jesus had to ask Peter three times because Peter had denied Jesus three times. I don't fully agree with that. I mean, I think Jesus had to ask multiple times because he wasn't getting the answer that he needed. You see, the gospel was written in Greek, and in Greek there are several different words that we translate as love in English. So the first time that Jesus questioned Peter, the Greek word he used was agape, which is how Jesus loves. That's a self-giving, totally committed love, the kind of which that St. Paul talks about in his first letter to the Corinthians, where he describes a love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes in all things, and endures all things. It's a love that never fails. That's how Jesus loves. But the Greek word that Peter used in response to Jesus' question for love was philios, which is saying, I will love you like a friend. Okay? I'm going to love you on my terms. It's not unconditional. So Jesus presses Peter a second time. And this time he again uses the word agape. Do you love me? And Peter again replies with philios. I will love you like a friend. Not the kind of self-giving love that Jesus was looking for. Now at this point, I think Jesus realizes that Peter is at a place where he just cannot give that kind of self-giving love. Because the last time Jesus questions Peter, he doesn't use agape. He uses philios. Can you love me like a friend? And Peter can say yes to that. Because, you know, unfortunately for Peter, at the time of this gospel, there's not a lot of evidence for his ability to love like Jesus loved. I mean, he had abandoned Jesus' ministry and gone back to his fishing business. But for Peter, the Holy Spirit changed everything. Because suddenly we have the reading from the book of Acts, which is only a few months later, where we see Peter boldly confronting the Sanhedrin about the ways that they treated Jesus. Because at this point, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I think Peter really is capable, at times, of loving Jesus with the total self-giving love that the Greeks call agape. Peter was becoming the shepherd that Jesus was asking for in the gospel. Now, enough with Peter. How about all of us? I mean, do we love as Jesus loved? I mean, is there evidence in our lives that that is in fact the case? I have to stand before you today testifying I really haven't been doing a very good job of loving the way Jesus loved. And the proof is pretty easy to see in the way I've been relating to my wife, Carol. Now, she broke her right foot 1 month ago. And that put her in the position of having to depend on me for many little things. Now, this is the woman that 45 years ago I promised before God that I would be faithful to her in the good times and in the bad times, in sickness and in health. Yet, when she asked me to get her something as simple as a glass of water, I resented that interruption in my life for the sake of her life. And if that wasn't bad enough, there were times, quite frankly, that through body language and a tone of voice, I kind of made that resentment clear to her. I was not demonstrating the self-giving love that Jesus shows. There was not agape there. There was even philios. Now, I'm not particularly proud of that behavior. So how do you fix it? Well, while I was writing this homily, I was convicted by the Holy Spirit that I needed to go to my wife and apologize for my behavior and for my attitude. And I did that. And then I asked Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit to change my heart. Because brothers and sisters, I have a secret to share with you. Without the Holy Spirit, none of us can love as Jesus loved. Peter found that out Now, have I totally succeeded in opening up to the Holy Spirit and bringing about this radical change in attitude? No. I think I'm doing better. Now, all of us have people in our lives that we are called to love as Jesus loved. Now, maybe it's a family member or a coworker or a friend. But I would be willing to bet I'm not the only person in the room that struggles with making that a reality. And if you find yourself in that group, struggling to love whoever it is as Jesus would have you love them, then you need to ask for forgiveness and then pray that the Holy Spirit would give you the grace that you need to be able to love as Jesus loved, unconditionally, self-giving, agape.